Did I tell you guys about when I went to the movies one time when I got real stoned?
No, you didn't.
You told us other places that you've been when you're real stoned. I don't know if we've gotten the movie
I don't think we heard the movie yet.
Good opener. I like that.
Well,
yeah. It's a nice tease.
Me and the ex, I think it was either like the second Harry Potter movie or the last Lord of the Rings movie, which you got to get real stoned to go see those movies.
You do.
Because they're visually stimulating. There's just so much happening.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I've been doing it all wrong.
So we ended up just smoking a ton. We got really fucking stoned. And
this is you and your ex-girlfriend.
Me and the ex, we were both pretty hyped about this. So we went to the movie theaters, and they have this they have an ice cream place there too. So we were just getting all ready. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I think we actually jumped back in the car real quick and smoked a joint just to make sure we were prepared for this movie. So we go up and we're walking to the lobby, and we're walking up to the movie theater, and the line is huge. This movie's big movie. I can't remember which one it is, though, obviously. But
may want to lay off
the
weed.
Give a review later.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Stone review.
This is a great movie review, by the way.
So, I don't know what it was now.
It was Potter, Lord of the Rings. Yeah, fuck it.
Well, the line for this movie is just, it's so far back. So I was like, I remember inside they have the machines. I don't know why everyone doesn't do this. You can just go inside and they have the machines that you can get your tickets in without having to stand at the teller.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge shortcut. After I found out about it, it's the only way I get tickets now.
It is, yeah. It should make sense, yeah.
So we went in there. I mean, we're super paranoid. I mean, we're just trying to get our tickets and go straight to the theater where it's nice and dark and safe, you know?
Dark and safe.
So we go to the first machine, and I'm sitting there just... I'm typing in my information, and there's so many questions coming at me, and I'm having a hard time handling this.
Like, how many in your party?
Yeah. What movie?
It's like asking my age. Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. So I'm putting numbers in, and for some reason, it keeps like putting me back to the first screen. I'm like, this can't be happening. I'm like, we're trying to get these tickets, not raise any flags, and I'm struggling. So my ex-girlfriend, she's messing with it, and she can't figure it out. And so one of the guys that wear they wear the suits at the theater, and they stand on the podium.
They're like the movie theater pit boss.
They're the manager.
Yeah.
The manager. Yeah, they got like three of them in this thing that hangs over you, looms over you while you're trying to get tickets.
They're the eyes and ears of the operation.
So lurking.
So they see us struggling, and I'm just like, dude, we have to just reek of weed. So I didn't want anyone coming near us. And so he's on his way over looking at us, like seeing the struggle.
Man.
And so he's like, what can I help you guys with? And my ex-girlfriend's like, we're trying to get tickets in the machine. I think it's broken. It keeps like spitting us back to the beginning. We don't know what's going on. He looks at us. He's like, actually, guys, that's the ATM machine. The ticket machines are just a little bit further down. We sat there for like 8 minutes trying to figure out how to get tickets from the ATM machine.
He must have been like, what the hell are these kids on?
He didn't even know what to say. He didn't want to we were so embarrassed, we ended up leaving, and we had to go to another movie theater.
Oh, that is outstanding.
Both of you.